Good afternoon and welcome to VCY America's Homefront program. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jelaine Appling and I'm honored to host this program each Wednesday afternoon. I also serve as president of Wisconsin Family Council, a statewide organization whose mission is to strengthen, preserve, and promote God's plan for marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, and religious freedom in our great state. We are all about informing, inspiring, and involving citizens and churches regarding the critical issues of our day, and those are the very issues we'll be talking about today on Homefront. There is no issue more important in Wisconsin right now than the spring election. I would truly be derelict in my responsibility if I did not spend considerable time on this today. The most important message I can give you today is you need to vote. And you need to vote in a way that honors God, and you need to urge those in your circle of influence to vote and tell them to also urge the people in their circle of influence to vote, and on and on. Let's talk about what it means to honor God with our vote. From our perspective, it means we vote for individuals who best reflect the character of God and who support and understand God's principles, precepts, and commands. We vote for people who come the closest to sharing our Christian values, the ones who seem to share at least important aspects of our biblical worldview. So, what are our Christian values? What's our biblical worldview? Our Christian values and our biblical worldview are derived from Scripture, or they better be, or they aren't worth a great deal. Some of the issues we should consider in our values and worldview include the issue of life, of marriage and family, of human sexuality, of government, its purpose and its role, about private property, about justice, about the treatment of people in general, about financial principles, about crime and punishment, and so much more. We better know what we believe about all of these, again, based squarely on the infallible, inerrant, eternal Word of God, which is our only authority for our faith and practice. As we understand what God's Word teaches about these issues, we then look for candidates who seem to share our beliefs and values, and we vote for them. In doing that, we honor God. So let's apply these ideas to the election we are facing right now. Let's start with the local offices that are going to be on our ballot. We'll be electing school board members, town and village supervisors, city council members, mayors, municipal judges, district judges, and appellate judges, and of course, on every voter's ballot will be the race for a new state Supreme Court justice. Let's take school board races to start. To honor God with your vote, what kind of school board candidate do you want? Do you want one that respects the rights of parents, or one that thinks school personnel know better than parents and will purposefully keep information from them? Do you want a candidate who thinks it's okay to treat one race as superior to another and who thinks one race can be blamed for any and all bad treatment of another race? Or do you want a candidate who wants all students, regardless of skin color, treated equally and given equal opportunities? Do you want a candidate who thinks it's possible for boys to become girls and vice versa, and that such students should be allowed to use the restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms of their choice? Or do you want a candidate who believes we have two sexes, male and female, and that's it? And one's biological sex ought to be the determining factor about which restroom a student uses, or whether he or she plays on a girls' or boys' sports team. These and others are all issues that deal with one's values and one's worldview. We can and should do this kind of analysis for every local office. The questions will be a bit different because the different offices deal with different issues sometimes, and sometimes they deal with the same basic issue, but it's just manifested a bit differently. We can do the same type of analysis, and we should do it as we consider candidates for our state Supreme Court. Do you value the rule of law? If so, then you look for a candidate who values the rule of law. Do you think abortion is a right? A right found in our U.S. and state constitutions? If so, then you look for and vote for a candidate who believes abortion is a right. If you don't believe that, then you look for and vote for a candidate who doesn't believe that. Do you think judges should make law? Then you vote for a candidate who believes personal agendas and values should determine what the law is, not what a lawmaking body has determined the law to be. What do you believe about crime and punishment? What do you believe about whether the Constitution should be interpreted in light of what the founders originally meant or intended, Or do you believe the Constitution is a living document that can be and should be interpreted in light of the current culture? Once you determine the answers to these, then you vote for the candidate who most agrees with you. And if you get your own answers right, then you will honor God with your vote. One thing is for sure, we don't honor God when we don't vote in elections. I say that because, and on the authority of God's word, that God has given us the form of government we have. And that form of government, a republic, is a participatory government. And when we, the people, don't participate, our form of government doesn't work well or right. And when we don't participate, we are not honoring God. He's given us this form of government. We need to be involved. Sitting out elections, especially now with early in-person voting, in my opinion, dishonors God, who has given us dual citizenship, our earthly citizenship as Americans and Wisconsinites, and our heavenly citizenship. These are not incompatible citizenships. In fact, I think taking my heavenly citizenship seriously means I must be a good steward of my citizenship here on earth, which means at a minimum, I vote every time I have the opportunity, and I vote every time in a way that honors God. Maybe since you're listening to VCY America, I am talking to the choir. And if so, then I hope you already know and embrace all that I've said and will then share it far and wide. Go get people to vote in this election, folks. Talk to them about the importance of the election, the importance of every vote in this election. Don't let any talk about any candidate's ability to win or the likelihood of losing deter you or those you know from voting. So here are some important election updates. First, myvote.wi.gov, that's myvote.wi.gov, now has sample ballots available. Check yours so that you know for sure what is on your ballot. On everyone's ballot across the state, in addition to the Supreme Court justice race, are three referenda questions. Two of them are binding, and that means if they're passed, they will amend our state constitution. They deal with the cash bail, no bail issue that's been much in the news of late. I'll deal with those referenda more in depth next week. The third referendum question is non-binding. It's just advisory. That means if it passes, nothing changes in any law anywhere, and the same is true if it fails. Nothing changes. It's just the state legislature getting a sense of where the people are on whether they think able-bodied, childless adults should have to actively look for work in order to qualify for taxpayer-funded welfare benefits. Now, to the Supreme Court race between self-described progressive Janet Protasiewicz and self-described conservative jurist Daniel Kelly. I say self-described because I have seen in print the candidates themselves using those words to describe themselves. That's them saying it about themselves, not me. The money is pouring in from all across the country. Recently, the news reported that this will be the most expensive state Supreme Court race, not just in Wisconsin's history, but in the history of the entire country. Think about that. What does it tell you? What it tells me is people all across this country recognize that this Supreme Court election in our state is monumental and will have not just state repercussions, but national repercussions. Liberals have made absolutely no bones about what they want. They want this seat on our high court, a seat that has been held by a conservative for the last 20 years. They see this as their best opportunity to flip our court's ideological balance from 4-3 conservative to 4-3 liberal in just one election. And they are whipping up their base and beyond to find the votes to win. The money they are spending is crazy. It's just insane. Ad after ad after ad. And it will get even more so as we get closer to the election. I encourage you, by the way, to be very discerning about the ads. I want to remind you about some election resources available to you. You can find information about the Supreme Court candidates and soon about a number of school board candidates from about 10 different school districts at ivoterguide.com. That's I, letter I, voterguide.com. On the homepage, on the U.S. map there, click on Wisconsin, and that will bring up all the Wisconsin races that this guide is covering, including the Supreme Court candidates. The other resource is Wisconsin Family Council's voter information publication covering the Supreme Court candidates. This is a strictly educational publication that is suitable for distribution in churches. You can get a digital copy from our website at wifamilycouncil.com. wifamilycouncil.org. That's wifamilycouncil.org. Just click on the appropriate slide on the homepage. Or we have print copies in the office. Call us to order some and we will get them mailed to you right away. We also have an Honoring God toolkit for pastors and churches. If you're interested in that, call us at 888-378-7395. That's 888-378-7395, and we'll connect you with Dan in our office who is handling that project. We do have an Honoring God with Your Vote flyer specifically designed for this spring election. We have print copies of this in our office right now. Call us again at 888-378-7395 if you'd like to order print copies. The point here is do what you can to inform people about this election, about what's at stake in this election. I really don't think we can overstate what's at stake. Goodness, the whole country is talking about this race. Shouldn't we, as the ones who are the voters and the ones who will be living under the decisions of our high court for the next 10 years at a minimum, be at least as concerned and involved as people who don't live here? We get calls all the time in our office with people asking us why candidate A is lying about candidate B, and why candidate A isn't doing ads to counter what candidate B is saying. We get emails telling us that candidate A can't possibly win, so why should we care and why should anyone vote? To be honest, when we get those types of calls and emails, I am almost beside myself. Instead of worrying about what the candidates are doing or not doing, over which you and I have absolutely no control, let's roll up our sleeves and make ourselves committees of one to inform everyone we can think of about this election, about the candidates, about the high stakes. Get the publications I've just mentioned in people's hands. Email people the link to iVoterGuide.com. Call through your church directory as we get closer to the election and remind people to vote. You don't need to tell them who to vote for. You just make sure they know there is an election. Offer a ride to the polls. Offer help with getting an absentee ballot witnessed or whatever they need. The surest way I know for people to get elected that I don't agree with is for people who believe like I do to stay home and not vote for some reason or another. If you care about what Wisconsin will be in the next 10, 20, or 30 years, you better be voting in this election and getting others to vote as well. Because I assure you, the people who don't believe like you do are doing everything they can to ensure their people are going to vote in this election. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I have to say this as I close this segment. Elections have consequences, very, very real and sometimes long-term and sometimes even life and death consequences. We have an opportunity right now to help ensure that the consequences of this election are good. Don't despair, get busy. Don't buy the lies and the rhetoric. Email, text, pass out educational information about the candidates or about honoring God with your vote. Don't get angry. Organize. Make a difference. I have time for just one more quick item, and that is a reminder that registration for our Teen Worldview and Leadership Summer Camp Lead Wisconsin is open. I encourage you to visit leadwi.org. That's leadwi.org for more information about this unique camp built on a government and civics platform. For details on this camp that runs from July 16th through July 21st this summer, visit leadwi.org or call us at 888-378-7395. With that, we are out of time for today. If Wisconsin Family Council can help you with any of the issues we've talked about, or to find out how you can support our efforts to strengthen, preserve, and promote our shared values, please call us at 888-378-7395 or visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for listening. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you the prophet Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."